With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another of President Trump's nominees comes up for a vote today. It's a long-awaited vote on a high-profile nomination.
The Senate is set to vote on whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. During his confirmation hearing, Patel says he has been taken out of context.
There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken by any FBI should I be confirmed as the FBI director.
In various podcasts, Patel referred to law enforcement officials who investigated Trump as criminal gangsters. Republicans have complained about law enforcement bias during the Biden administration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The bodies of four Israeli hostages held by Hamas have been released to the Red Cross in Gaza. The remains of a mother, her two young children, and a man in his 80s. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump suggesting the nation's capital and its citizens deserve much better than what they've been getting. And forget about home rule.
I think we should take over Washington, D.C., make it safe.
President Trump throwing his support behind congressional efforts for a federal takeover of the nation's capital.
I think that we should run it strong, run it with law and order, make it absolutely flawlessly beautiful.
Congress already vets all D.C. laws and can outright overturn them. Ben Thomas, Washington.
One entity that's definitely not talking about cutting the cord. Meta.
The Facebook and Instagram parent company expects the multi-billion dollar project to be completed by the end of the decade. The more than 31,000-mile cable will connect the United States, India, Brazil, South Africa, and other regions. About 95% of all global internet traffic is delivered by undersea cables.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow futures are down 138 points. NASDAQ futures are off 56. This is SRN News. Scotland illustrates the problem with buffer zone laws.
Those statutes, which are being replicated in many places, including here in the U.S., bar people from demonstrating outside abortion clinics. But what if you were just standing there silently with a sign that says, "I'm here to talk, but only if you want to"? In Scotland, the police will run you off. That's what happened this month to an elderly pro-lifer who bore her sign outside a hospital in Glasgow. The cops said her silent vigil might obstruct access to abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
During his trip to the United Arab Emirates this week, Secretary of State Rubio visited Abu Dhabi's Abrahamic Family House, which contains a Catholic church, a Jewish temple, and an Islamic mosque on its grounds. It was established 2 years ago by the UAE government under international pressure over repression of Christians and Jews in the country. However, proselytizing outside of the Islamic faith remains illegal. This is SRN News. As the war in Ukraine drags on, a rift has opened up between the presidents of the United States and Ukraine.
President Trump blasted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky,
a dictator without elections,
at a business conference in Miami, saying,
the only thing he was really good at was playing Joe Biden like a fiddle. He played him like a fiddle.
The leaders of Germany and the UK among those jumping to Zelensky's defense. Prime Minister Keir Starmer noting Britain suspended elections during World War II, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling it wrong and dangerous to deny Zelensky's democratic legitimacy. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Crews have been working on fixing a large water main break. It left dozens of people in a Detroit neighborhood without power and heat. More than 90 people had to be helped from their homes after the nearly century-old 54-inch water main burst, leaving streets and basements flooded during temperatures below freezing. More details at SRNNews.com.